Welcome back. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. It is now hour number two, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. New Zealand's only 5-day-a-week, full-on, 100% in-your-face, truth-related radio program. There's a number of other truth-related radio programs in New Zealand. And I wish that they would do more. Really? But, you know, we've all got excuses that we make. I have to work. I have to take care of my family. I have to do such and such and blah, blah, blah. I had to work. But did I go back to work while the entire world's crumbling around me because of ruthless criminal sociopathic scum who control the media, control the government, control the issuance of currency, control bioweapons, and so on and so forth? Did I prioritize going back to work and being and working at my slave job? No, I did not. I mean, tried to make money wherever I could, you know, but at the end of the day, what the heck is the use in trying to make money or support a family when the world where you're going to spend said money or spend time with said family is being destroyed right in front of your freaking eyes and you do nothing about it because you're trying to make money to survive in a world that doesn't freaking exist? That was kind of the realization that I came to. Quit my job. Frack it. Whatever comes my way, comes my way. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. Not because of, you know, options. It's a lack of options. Only one choice. Only one way forward. There is no freaking escape from the system. That's what I had to realize. And unfortunately, I was correct, and it's only getting worse. System's only getting freaking worse, ladies and gentlemen. It's a real sad state of affairs. Back to this John Key article. He made his comments at his post-cabinet press conference. He said it was still New Zealand's view that the United Nations Security Council should deal with it. Oh, it's New Zealand's view. Yeah, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who the vast majority of people didn't vote for. He knows our views. New Zealand's position will be discussed by the cabinet, but it would not be influenced by New Zealand's bid to get a seat on the Security Council in 2015 and 2016, which will be voted on next year. And you can be guaranteed that if John Key votes the way the New World Order wants him to, he'll get that frickin' seat on the Security Council. Here's the thing, New Zealand, we're a very small country, okay? But we mean an awful lot to the international community because we're a first world nation and we're really isolated from all the other first world nations. So it means we've got a lot of independence. So a first world nation with a lot of independence, with not a whole lot of connections to our really close neighbours and stuff around us, means that our perspective is greatly valued on the world stage. You know, if the New Zealanders are doing it, well, why can't we? Because we've got the freedom to do these sort of things. Allegedly. But it means that we're also a test ground for the New World Order. And they've done a whole bunch of stuff to this country that I'm not proud of. And I'm sure a hell of a lot more terrible things will happen in the future that I won't be proud of either. How exactly can you be proud of a nation that kills and destroys and maims its own reputation and its own people? It may be one of those situations where New Zealand just simply has to say, while our preference would be the Security Council to deal with the Syria issue, we can understand why unilateral action has been taken. Now, Mr. Key, back in the Iraq War, Helen Clark, big socialist weasel that she is, said that we wouldn't go into Iraq, even though we sent in ships, New Zealand ships, to protect the invasion fleet of Iraq, and even though we sent in a whole bunch of engineers into Iraq, and even though, see, and this has all been exposed by Nikki Hager anyway. So we say one thing and then we do another. Okay? We say one thing and we do another. And even at the time, Mr. Prime Minister in waiting, like a lady in waiting, Mr. John Effing Key, as opposed to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, decided that it would be a good idea, and he would have probably gone into Iraq and actually sent our troops in there and so on and so forth. Not like we didn't do it anyway, but hey. And now here's his chance. Finally, another unilateral invasion that requires your moral support, and to send our boys to die over there is in your lap, Mr. Key. And I can guarantee you he'll vote precisely the way the New World Order wants him to. I can just see it now. I can just see some of our people dying and having their families mourn over them. Have these young men who are so full of potential, so full of promise, skill, integrity, and intelligence, you know, and patriotically signed up to serve their nation, being thrown at the enemy and just having their lives taken from them and having all that potential robbed away from them and all their families endlessly grieving about it. I don't want that to happen to my countrymen. I don't want that to happen to anybody's. You know, the most likelihood is it'll just happen to the US soldiers, whether they're in a plane shot down or whether they're flown in a Black Hawk helicopter and just taken out by some freaking rocket-propelled grenade by some Al-Qaeda operative that was armed by the CIA or something like that. You know, it's just not cool, man. War is a freaking racket. It's a business. It really is. The military-industrial complex has got all of our people stitched up, don't they? They got their front men in play, and all the people that they induct into the schools of military thought all have their independence beaten out of them, in some cases literally, so they can be brainwashed and mind-controlled to follow orders and never think for themselves again. And as a result, they get killed and their families lose them. That's freaking sad, man. It's really sad. Anyway, talking about the Syria issue and taking unilateral action, quote from Mr. Key, if that is the call we make, then I think we will do that irrelevant of the consequences of the Security Council bid. He was not proposing a parliamentary vote, but an opportunity for a leaders' debate through the delivery in a ministerial statement. He was not sure how Labour would respond, but he was sure the Greens would vote against it if we decided to support them. Well, the Greens, you know, traditionally are anti-war, pro-civil liberties, and so on and so forth, even as they promote draconian carbon taxes, which will destroy the entire economy. Mr. Key was pivotal last week in getting leaders at the Pacific Islands forums last week to agree strongly to a worded statement, not only calling for individual and collective leadership from the Security Council. See, there's that word again, collective. You know, like the Borg.
You are now the slave of the Borg. Resistance is futile. Your genetic material will be assimilated into the collective at the UN Security Council.
But laying the blame at the August 21 chemical warfare attack against civilians at the Bashar al-Assad, here's the word, regime. I'm so sick of hearing the word regime. Can't you come up with a new word? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't. Because you need to propagandize people by repeating the same crap in front of their eyes every single day. He said he was relying on information supplied by partners such as British Prime Minister David Cameron, who is was certain it was not possible for the attack to have been conducted by the rebels. Oh, a British Prime Minister is certain of something. That's good comfort there. Wasn't Tony Blair certain that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Oh, yeah, that's right. There freaking weren't any. Wasn't Tony Blair also, like, I don't know, connected in some way to BP, British Petroleum, who made a shockingly large amount of money after the Iraq War or something like that because a whole bunch of their oil exporting, competition got freaking wiped out in their mushroom cloud? On that basis, we were happy to accept that wording. Oh, yeah. He was not sure whether the cabinet would need any further evidence before deciding on a final position for New Zealand. Yeah, that's right. You don't need any further evidence because you don't have any evidence in the first frickin' place. And if you had any further evidence, you wouldn't be able to actually make a final position on anything for New Zealand because you'd realise that you don't frickin' really represent the country. You represent the New World Order. Let's come back. We would make that call on the merits of the information we have been provided. Merits of the information you've been provided, like the propaganda that you repackage and resell to the community. And whether we think, broadly speaking, exhausted the likely options available to us through the multilateral approach. What? The one where they said, get rid of your weapons or we'll invade you, and we know it's impossible to get rid of your weapons, so we're going to invade you and get rid of your weapons for you anyway. That's the options through the multilateral approach, he said. I would maintain whatever we made, it would still very much reflect that New Zealand runs independent foreign policy. Really? Really, Mr. Key? New Zealand runs independent foreign policy, do we? Is that why in 2008, when we had those big terror raids, it happened in like 18 other countries at the exact same time? Is that why in 2008, when you were elected Prime Minister, there was also a massive global financial credit crunch crisis, which derivatives trading fracks like you freaking caused? Is that why we're introducing food bill legislation that is like word for word basically what's straight out of Codex Alimentarius, which will basically more or less outlaw any kind of decent organic food, make GMOs regulation, and the only thing you'll actually ever be able to eat is cancer-causing, tumor-accumulating crap? Is that why? Because we've got so much independent foreign policy. Is that why Auckland Super City Council with the 13th freaking council that is amalgamated into it, which we were supposed to have a citizens-initiated referendum on, which was denied and blocked all straight out of Agenda 21? You know, is that why we've got such independent foreign policy? Is because every single bit of our foreign policy is dictated by banksters who are independent of every single frickin' government in the gosh dang world and are trying to destroy all elements of freedom within every single brain cell of the people of this country with their drafting propaganda, their massive increase in vaccine schedules, the fact that you might not even be able to send your kids to school anymore unless you give them some kind of toxic autism-causing cancer vaccine, you know? How freaking independent is our policy? Huh? How independent is our policy? Are you freaking kidding me? You've got to be freaking kidding me. Now, being somebody who's honest pretty much prohibits you from going into Parliament because you have to lie. You have to lie, all right? Not telling the truth is the same as lying, isn't it? By saying, oh, well, I can't comment on that. That's dishonest. And every single parliamentarian does it. Just being in Parliament and having and being under the scrutiny of lying politicians, deceptive and manipulative media, means that you cannot tell the truth a large proportion of the time because you'll actually have consequences, real, tangible consequences for telling the truth. If you lie or just don't say anything, which is just basically just as deceptive, you get away with it and you get all your policies that you want implemented. Right? And for somebody who's honest like me, to read the mainstream media, to hear these BS spouting words is so enraging that it's like I'm going to burst a blood vessel in my forehead. You know, some kind of a rage vein explosion. I would maintain whatever part of me that refuses to accept lies, you know, if I could. But the unfortunate reality becomes apparent that you do have to tolerate all of these lies, don't you? Because if you can't tolerate them, you'll drive yourself friggin' nuts. These people are just lying all the fucking time, lying to everybody. They're killing people. They're like, literally, the policies being introduced by this government result in people's freaking death. It results in death. And they're cool with it because they're psychopaths. They don't give a frack about human life. You know, they're not even human themselves. Blood drinking and freaking child sex cult rapes or whatever the hell. I don't care. But these people are just bad, bad freaking people. And they can't tell the truth, even if they wanted to. Every decision the government had taken had the potential to win or lose votes. Quote, and I have no doubt that might fit in that category. On the other side of the coins, the lens that we will really be looking through this issue at is whether we believe that some action is warranted, even if the UN won't support it, on the basis of the issue rather than the broader issue of New Zealand wanting to get on the Security Council. And the Security Council, by the way, is what runs the UN, okay? There's like 180-something countries or whatever that are part of the UN, and is like a half a dozen handful or whatever that are in charge of the Security Council, which makes all the decisions for the UN, including whether or not they want to military invade people, what kind of policies, and so on and so forth. They got veto powers and goodness knows whatever the frack else. So if we're on the Security Council, we're part of the round table that controls the New World Order, you know, to a degree. Anyway, and I'm sure John Key really loves that because that's what his Bankster Masters would probably want. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.